So here's the premise. Tom Selleck plays the best airline mechanic the world has ever seen, and the nicest. He's married to Layla Robbins, and she's pretty and sweet, and she just loves him to death. And they're planning a vacation in Thailand, and their life is just terrific. So terrific that, movie logic dictates, the roof has just got to crash in. Which it does. One day, two coked-up, underhanded narcotics cops mistake Selleck's home for the home of a drug dealer. They break in, shoot at and wound him, and then, to cover up their incompetence, they plant a gun on him while he's still unconscious and place bags of cocaine around his home. These evil cops get an informant to testify against him, and before our hero knows it, he's doing 6 years at the California State Pen in Oroville for assaulting an officer and dealing cocaine. Now, the screenplay doesn't take this turn of events at all well. It's not right, the characters insist. It's just not fair. After 15 minutes spent drilling these subtleties into your skull, the movie whisks us off to prison, which, as the screenplay would have it, is actually a kind of advanced boot camp. You go in a tough guy, and you come out a real tough guy. What makes a real tough guy real tough? Oh, murder, solitary confinement, and lots of conversations like this one between Selleck and a mean, ugly hombre in the prison mess hall.
You got to deal with that situation, or everybody in here is going to know you're a punk. Everybody, you understand?
You're telling me I should kill him?
No, I want you to marry his sister. You better get with the program, Slick.
I'm not going to kill a man over some toothpaste and some soap.
If you don't off that bug, then he and his partner's going to make you their kid. They're going to have you running errands, doing whatever. Hell, he might even think you're real pretty. You ain't got to stand tall in here. But you've got to stand up.
If that dialogue strikes you as more likely to have been overheard at a script conference than behind bars, you're beginning to get the picture. The director, Peter Yates, is one of those solid pros who can turn a good script into a movie like Bullet or Breaking Away. But give him a bad script and he'll make The Deep, or The House on Carroll Street, or An Innocent Man, which is swift, moderately suspenseful, and unforgivably dumb. The film piles one groaning prison picture cliché upon another, and even the premise seems pretty dopey. I mean, can we really overlook the following facts? That nobody seems to have noticed that the evil cops burst into Selleck's house without a warrant. That their only witness is a known criminal, and therefore not entirely trustworthy. That for some reason Selleck's lawyer never calls as character witnesses any of the dozens of beaming friends we've just seen praising him on the job. That despite the evil cops' well-known propensity for suspicious arrests and their long-standing mob connections, only one man in the police internal affairs department seems suspicious of them. Then in prison, we get F. Murray Abraham trying to talk like Burt Lancaster. He plays a hardened but infinitely wise and tender convict who befriends Selleck and tells him things like, "Don't you be talking out the side of your neck when I'm trying to do you a solid." And we get Selleck himself, who greets his introduction to every new prison horror with a winsome pout. The screenwriter, Larry Brothers, is said to have based his script on his own prison experience. Maybe so. But when it comes to movie experience, he remains, I'm afraid, a very innocent man.